I do not like to look on the body, but I do not find pure horror in seeing myself dead either. Curious, truth be told, for you would think I would. As I am detached from my body now, I appear to be detached from fear of that body dying. I am dead. It is done. But there is one thing I would know, and that is why. Why did I die? You will not like the answer as to who is responsible, he says. I will not like the name of my murderer. For this is what I asked, after all, to know the name of the man who took life from me, or indeed, the woman. You know who killed you. I saw the face of a stranger, nothing more. I saw the face of the one who killed me, but I know not the hand nor will of who was behind it. I look down at the body again and note her hood. The one who killed me rearranged it. It will seem odd that it is there, in place, after a tumble down the stairs. The body has been posed so it looks like an accident. Is it supposed to appear that I died after a slip of slipper on the stairs? There are curious things here if that is the case. The stairs are shallow and not long, but the cuts on my head are deep. My hood is in place. I have been alone most of the day, by my own foolish request, but there are people in the house who would have surely heard my cry as I fell, if all I did, down the stairs. The edges of the stairs are not sharp, so I'll not account for the wounds on my head. It looks like an accident at first glance, my death. Yet if eyes look closer, there are things wrong with this scene, as if someone is trying to make it look like an accident, which means it was something more sinister. Someone took my life, that I know. Yet that person was a stranger. That stranger had no cause to kill me. So someone sent the stranger to take my life. Pains have been taken to make it appear at first glance as if I fell down these stairs and died. Yet these things have been done to my body. The arrangement, the wounds, the hood. Either on purpose or because of clumsy thought. I am not sure which. Either those responsible for my death have tried to make it look like an accident, or they wanted it to look odd. I cannot decide who has sent the man who hit me several times on the head. Was it my husband or his love who sent this murderer to me? And they are trying, badly, to make it look like an accident. Is it someone else? Someone who wants people to suppose murder was done, and the killer tried to make it look accidental in a way clumsy enough to cause suspicion? Was someone trying to get me out of the way? Or were they trying to frame my husband, or his mistress, the queen, for murder?